إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. Indeed all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. And whoever Allah causes to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the final messenger of Allah and the worshipper of Allah. Amma ba'd, fa inna ahsana al-hadith kitabullah. Thereafter the best of speech is the book of Allah. Wa khayr al-huda huda an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best of guidance is the guidance of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa inna sharra al-umur muhdathatuha fa inna kulla muhdathatin bid'ah wa kulla bid'atin dalalah wa kulla dalalatin finnar. And the most evil affairs are those matters which people have innovated and introduced into Islam, because every innovation in Islam, it is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is misguidance. And every misguidance, it leads to the fire. Ayyuhal Muslimun, our Lord Jalla fil Ula, He has explained to us and clarified very clearly the paths and the avenues for every type of goodness and every type of happiness in this life and in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained to us the avenues. And also, our Lord Jalla fil Ula, He has clarified and explained the avenues of evil. So whoever traverses the path of goodness, whoever follows these avenues of goodness, then Allah has guaranteed for him and promised him the goodness of this dunya, and has promised him the goodness of the akhirah, that he will have a good ending and that he will be from those people who remains forever in Jannah. Because Allah said in the Quran, hal jaza'u al-ihsan illa al-ihsan, that is the reward for doing good anything else except goodness. For a person who does good in this dunya, will he have any other reward except goodness from Allah in this dunya and in the akhirah? And also, a person who does evil and he sows the seeds of evil, then he will be recompensed by an evil ending and more misery in the hereafter. And Allah said, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءٌ يُجْزَ بِهِ, that whoever does evil, he will be recompensed with evil. وَلَا يَجِدْ لَهُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. And on the day of resurrection, he will not find any person who will support him. He will not find any person who will help him. And from the greatest avenues of goodness, from the greatest avenues which brings about goodness, which brings the blessings of Allah, which removes harms, which lifts difficulties and anxieties, is ad-du'a, is supplicating and invoking to Allah with ikhlas, with sincerity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has ordered us to make du'a. And He loves for people to make dua. Consider the greatness of Allah. compare him to the rest of creation, that even your closest friend, if you ask him once or twice, he will give. If you ask him three times, four times, he will hesitate, but he will still give. And if you ask him again and again, then he will become angry or irritated. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you ask him, the happier he becomes. The more you ask him, the more he gives. So much so that he has ordered us to make dua to him. He has ordered us to ask him and supplicate from him. And he said in the Quran, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ دُعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Lord, he has said, he has ordered, udu'uni, ask me, request from me, supplicate to me, invoke me, astajib lakum, I will give you its answer. And then he said, innal ladhina yastakbiruna an ibadati, that those people who are too arrogant to worship Allah, those people who are too arrogant to turn to Allah, sayadkhuluna jahannam dakhirin, then they will enter into Jahannam and they will be humiliated. And dua, it is ibadah. Dua, it is the greatest form of worship. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said in the hadith of Nu'man ibn Bashir, ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah. That ad-du'a, it is ibadah. And this is something which sometimes we forget. That when a person makes dua, when a person supplicates to Allah, then his supplication, it is ibadah. So the first benefit of making dua is you are worshipping Allah. The first benefit of making dua is that you are rewarded for making the dua. And you are pleasing Allah when you make dua. And then after this, Allah, he answers your dua. And if there was no other benefit in making dua except that whilst you are making dua, you are being rewarded for this action, then this would be enough. How about then, on top of this, when the happiness of this dunya and the happiness of the akhirah is attached to making a dua. And it is the best form of ibadah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَكْرَمُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الدُّعَى. There is nothing which is more noble with Allah than a dua. And the believer, the Muslim, he is always in need of making dua to his Lord in every time and every place. However, in our time today, we are more in need of turning to Allah Jalla fil Ula. When we see around us so many fitan, so many calamities, so many problems, so many things which are affecting the Muslim Ummah. When we see how difficulties and anxieties have come upon the Muslim Ummah. When we see how the blood of the Muslims is being shed. And the property and the honor of the Muslims is being violated. When we see how corruption and fasad and chaos is spreading in the dunya. When we see how knowledge has been lifted and ignorance has become widespread, so much so that people give fatwa upon ignorance. So they make halal what is haram, and they make haram what is halal, and they call for rebellions and destruction, which destroys the Muslims and destroys the Muslim countries. When we see how the enemies of Islam are occupying our countries, and how the enemies of Islam have a handhold over the Muslims, when we see how people are being exiled from their countries and they are losing their property in this time in which there is confusion and much evil and doubts of shirk and doubts of bid'ah and innovations, which is destroying the Muslim houses and misguiding people and destroying their akhirah, in this time we are more in need of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Jalla fil Ula, he praises those people who make dua to him when they are in times of difficulty. And when they have done something wrong, they return to Allah. He said, regarding our forefather Adam alayhi salam and his wife Hawa. He said, Qala, both of them said, Adam and Hawa alayhim as-salam, when they had done wrong and they had embarrassed themselves by sinning, Qala, both of them, they said, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Oh our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. We have oppressed ourselves. Wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna. And if you do not forgive us, and if you do not show us mercy, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, then we will be from the losers, those who have destroyed themselves. And Yunus alayhi salam, when he was in the depths of the belly of the whale, he called out to his Lord. Allah mentions the story. فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ, Yunus alayhi salam, he called out in the darkness of the night, in the darkness of the ocean, in the darkness of the belly of the whale. فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ, he said, أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتِ, he said, O Allah, there is no deity worthy of worship except you. Subhanak, and you are glorified. You are free from every imperfection. You are free from every weakness. You are free from every deficiency. He said, إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ, I am the one who has wronged myself. And also at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He dispraises and rebukes and criticizes those people who do not make dua. When difficulties come and tests come from Allah and the punishment comes upon the ummah and they don't make dua to Allah, they don't return to Allah, they don't submit to Allah, they don't make themselves humble in front of Allah, then Allah criticizes those people. He said, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ, that we took them with the punishment. فَمَسْتَكَانُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ, and they did not humble themselves in front of their Lord. وَمَا يَتَضَرَّعُونَ, and they do not submit themselves in making dua to Him. Allah told us about the nations who came before us. He said, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ, that verily, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we sent messengers to the nations before you. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ, and we took them with punishments, and we took them with poverty and difficulty. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ, so they may submit themselves to Allah by making dua to Him. فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا, and when this poverty, when our calamity came upon them, تَضَرَّعُوا, why did they not humble themselves? Why did they not make dua to Allah? Why did they not submit themselves to Allah? He said, وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, it was only that their hearts became hardened. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, and Shaytan beautified for them that which they used to do. This ayat shows us that one of the things which causes the hardness of a person's heart is not to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to make dua to Him, especially when difficulty comes and illness comes and poverty comes and anxieties come and difficulties touch your family and you don't return to Allah. يَتَضَرَّعُونَ, you don't submit yourself to Allah, you don't humble yourself in front of Allah, you don't show your need in front of Allah. وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, it was only because their hearts became hardened. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, and Shaytan beautified for them that which they used to do. So making a dua and turning to Allah, this is the greatest avenue to attain goodness. This is the greatest avenue to attain the barakah of Allah. Making dua when you are in difficulty, this is the greatest thing which removes this difficulty and comforts you in times of anxiety. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told us about those people who were in states of difficulty, in situations of difficulty, and they turned to Allah and how Allah answered their dua. He said, Wa Ayyub, and remember the story of Ayyub alayhi salam. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ, when he called out to his Lord, when he supplicated to his Lord, أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ, that I have been touched by difficulty. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. And O Allah, you are the most merciful of those who show mercy. What did Allah say? Fastajabna lahu. So we answered his supplication. Fakashafna ma bihi min ad-dur. And we removed the difficulty which he was in. Allah said, Amman yujib al-muttar idha da'a. That who is the one who answers the muttar, the one who is desperate, the one who is in extreme difficulty? Amman yujib al-muttar. Who is the one who answers the supplication of the one who is desperate? Idha da'ahu, when he supplicates to him, wa yakshifu su, and he removes the evil. Allah says, "Qul, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to the people, man yunajjikum min dhulumatil barri wal bahr. Who is the one who saves you from the difficulties and the darkness when in the land and the sea? Tad'unahu tadarru'an wa khufya. When you turn to him and you supplicate to him in submission and humility and humbleness, showing your weakness in front of him, wa khufya, and in secrecy, quietly, la in anjana min hadhihi lanakunanna min ash-shakirin. And then you say that if Allah saves us from this, then we will be from the shakirin. And therefore, my noble brothers and sisters, the wajib, the obligation upon every single Muslim is to turn to Allah. Turn to Allah in dua. Any goodness that you want, turn to Allah. Any difficulty that you are in, turn to Allah. Make dua to Allah. Your heart should be attached to Allah Jalla fil Ula. And Allah subhanahu, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told us in a hadith Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, O my worshippers, O my servants, kullukum dalun illa man hadaytuhu. All of you are misguided except the one who I have guided. Fastahduni ahdikum. So seek guidance from me and I will guide you. Ya ibadi, O my worshippers, kullukum ja'un illa man at'amtuhu. All of you are hungry except the one who I feed. Fastat'imuni at'amukum. So seek your food from me and I will give you food. Ya ibadi, O worshippers, kullukum arin illa man kasawtuhu. All of you are naked except the one who I clothe. Fastaksuni aksukum. So seek your clothing from me and I will clothe you. Ya ibadi, O my worshippers, O my people, innakum tukhti'una billayli wan nahar. You sin throughout the day and the night. The night and the day you sin and you sin and you sin. Wa ana aghfiru dhunuba jami'an. And I forgive all of the sins. Fastaghfiruni aghfir lakum. So seek forgiveness from me and I will forgive you. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to teach the Sahaba to ask Allah and turn to Allah in every big thing and every small thing. In fact, he said, لا يسأل أحدكم ربه حتى شسع نعله وملح طعامه. That let every single one of you turn to his Lord and ask his Lord, even the laces of your shoes and the salt which is in your food, ask your Lord and turn to Allah. And the dua, it has certain conditions and it has certain adab, certain etiquettes. So from the conditions of the dua, if you want your dua to be answered, is to consume only that which is halal, and wear only that which is halal, and eat only that which is halal, and stay away from haram, like riba, interest, and oppressing people, and cheating people, and selling drugs, and fraudery, and things like this. Because all of this prevents the dua of a person being accepted. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he advised Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. He said, Ya Sa'd, O Sa'd, atyab mat'amak. Make your food halal. Make your food good. Tustajabu da'watuk. And then your dua will be answered. And also, from the conditions of making dua is to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and to fulfill the obligations which Allah has obligated, like the salah and the fasting and the other obligations, and answer the call of Allah. Because when a person answers the call of Allah, then Allah answers his call. And Allah said in the Quran, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, that whenever, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if my worshipper asks you regarding me, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, then I am close to him. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّعِي ذَا دَعَانٌ, I answer the supplication of my worshipper when he supplicates me to me. Then Allah said, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي, so let them answer my call. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي, and let them have iman in me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ, so they may be guided. And Allah said in the Quran, وَيَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, Allah answers those people who have iman. Allah answers those people who do righteous deeds. وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, and Allah increases them out of His virtue and kindness. From the conditions of making a dua is at-tawheed and al-ikhlas, that you only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised a young boy, he said, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ, if you ask, only ask Allah. And Allah said in the Quran, فَادْعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, supplicate to Allah and you are sincere in your religion. From the conditions of the dua is that you concentrate when you make dua. You focus on what you are saying and who you are saying it to. And so you shouldn't be like some people who, when they're making dua, they're distracted and they're turning right and left and they are not calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "La yaqbalu Allahu ad-du'a min qalbin sahin lahin." Allah does not accept the supplication of a person whose heart is sahin lahin. Sah meaning negligent. Lah thinking about other things, distracted with the dunya. And from the conditions of the du'a is that a person should not make a du'a which contains any sin, or which is against his family member, or which calls to the cutting of the ties of kinship, or the oppression of another person. And then after this, there are certain etiquettes, certain manners, certain adab, which a person who makes dua should have. So from the adab is, when you make dua, you don't enter into the dua straight away. First, you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make tasbih of Him, and tahmeed, and takbir, and tawheed, and tahleel. And you mention His beautiful names. You mention His lofty attributes. And then you send peace and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And from the etiquettes or the manners of the dua is that you should not be hasty. Don't rush. Rather be patient. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the dua of a person is answered, مَا لَمْ يَسْتَعْجِلْ, as long as he's not hasty. He shouldn't say, دَعَوْتُ فَلَمْ يُسْتَجَبْ لِي, that I made dua and my dua hasn't been answered. Rather be patient and make dua again and again and again. And Allah has a wisdom in everything which He decrees. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, مَا عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ مُسْلِمٌ, there is no Muslim upon the face of the earth, يَدْعُ اللَّهَ بِدَعْوَةٍ, and he supplicates to Allah with a dua, إِلَّا آتَاهُ اللَّهُ إِيَّهُ, except Allah gives him what he asked, أَوْ صَرَفَ عَنْهُ سُوءٌ, or he removes an evil from him in the future, or he answers him in the hereafter. So when a person makes dua, then the dua will be answered. But there are three possible answers. First answer is that the dua which you made, Allah gives you what you wanted. Or perhaps Allah, out of His wisdom, He doesn't give you what you wanted, but He removes a harm and an evil from you that may have befallen you. Or He will give you what you wanted and more than it in the hereafter. And on top of this, the dua which you make, it is ibadah. So you are being rewarded and you are worshipping Allah. Also from the etiquettes of the dua is to make dua to Allah a lot, over and over again, even if it is the same dua. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one of his companions came to him and he said, Ya Rasulullah, idha nukthir, O Messenger of Allah, what if we make too much dua? We keep making dua. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allahu akthar. Allah is even more. The more dua you make, Allah is more. Whatever you think about Allah, Allah is greater. Whatever you want, Allah will gives more. Whatever you have in rizq, Allah has more rizq. Allahu akthar. So Allah is more. And from the etiquettes of the dua is to make dua in those times which is recommended, like between the adhan and the iqamah, and when the rain is descending, and when a person is in his sujood, and before the ending of the prayer, and when a person sees the Kaaba, and when a person is in difficulty, or a person is traveling, or a person has been oppressed, and these times. And from the etiquettes of the dua is to raise your hands and to turn to the Qibla and to be in a state of at-tahara. And I said that this is from the etiquettes, meaning it isn't wajib that a person has to be in tahara or he has to face the Qibla or raise his hands. But this is from the etiquettes and the adab of making a dua. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa naf'ani wa iyyakum bima fihi min al-ayati wa dhikri al-hakim. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم اغفر لنا.
بسم الله والحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أنعم علينا فهدانا إلى الإسلام. My noble brothers and sisters, the greatest indicator of a person being upon happiness and success, the greatest indicator that a person has been guided is that his heart is attached to Allah. So when he supplicates to Allah. His hope, his raja, it is with Allah. His fear is of Allah. His mahabba, his love is towards Allah. His tawakkul, his dependence and reliance, it is upon Allah. When he seeks help, he seeks the help of Allah. He doesn't rely upon others. And the greatest indicator of the wretchedness of a person and the loss of a person is that his heart has turned away from Allah and it is attached to other people. So his hope is in other than Allah. He loves other than Allah. He fears other than Allah. He supplicates to other than Allah. When he makes a dua, he makes a dua of shirk. When he worships and makes ibadah, it is al-kufr. So this person, his heart is attached to the person in the grave. When he makes a dua, he makes it to the Prophet or the messengers. He has his hope in the awliya and the murshideen and so on and so forth. And the prophets and the messengers, they only came to tell us to worship Allah alone and make dua to him. Not that we should make dua to them. And the awliya of Allah, we have been ordered to love them and respect them and take from their knowledge and follow their righteous actions. But not that we should make dua to them. And those who are in the grave, they cannot hear you. And even if they could hear your dua, they will not be able to answer. And Allah said in the Quran, لَهُ دَعْوَةُ الْحَقِّ, that the true supplication, it is for him, it is for Allah. وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ, and those people who they supplicate to besides Allah, لَا يَسْتَجِيبُونَ لَهُمْ بِشَيْءٍ, they will never be able to answer any supplication. And Allah said, وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ, who is more misguided, مِمَّنْ يَدْعُو مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, than a person who calls out to somebody besides Allah, مَنْ لَا يَسْتَجِيبَ لَهُ, and this person is not able to answer him. And Al-Masih Isa ibn Maryam alayhim as-salam, what did he say to the people? He said, Ya Bani Israel, O Bani Israel, U'budu Rabbi wa Rabbakum, worship my Lord and your Lord. Innahu man yushrik billah, because the one who commits shirk with Allah, faqad harram Allahu alayhi al-jannah, then Jannah has been made forbidden for him. Wa ma'wahu an-nar, and his final abode, it is in the fire. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ, And those people who oppress themselves, they'll not have any helpers. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man mata wa huwa yad'u ghayra Allah." Whoever dies and he used to supplicate to other than Allah, dakhala an-nar. He enters into the fire. Meaning he will never enter into Jannah. So the greatest thing which we have is at-tawheed. And our hearts being attached to Allah. Our love and our hope and our fear and our dependence being upon Allah. And the greatest danger is a shirk. And that a person's heart, it is not attached to Allah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم ذل الكفر والكافرين اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وعبادك المؤمنين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا وألف بين قلوبنا واهدنا سبل السلام اللهم بارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا وأزواجنا وأولادنا وأموالنا اللهم اجعلنا مباركين إنما كنا ربنا إننا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم اغفر لنا وللمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم أقم الصلاة